Buenos dias from San Gervasi. This is the Rorschach Spain update from the 12th of February, 2026. Quick summary of what's going down in Spain. Monday the 9th, railroad engineers across the country went on strike in protest of safety failures across the network that led to this year's tragic crashes. For a quick recap, last month there were two accidents in quick succession. A high-speed collision in Andalusia on the 18th of April, caused most likely by a fractured track, and a derailment in Catalonia 2 days later from a collapsing wall caused by flooding. Criticisms intensified, though, as subsequent safety checks uncovered additional faults and maintenance concerns on multiple routes. President Pedro Sanchez has also faced parliamentary questioning as unions have called the crashes a turning point for railway safety. Keeping with the railroad incidents, on Wednesday the 11th, Sanchez responded to criticism from opposition leader Alberto Núñez Feijóo, president of Partido Popular, over the deadly Adamuth train accident, which claimed 46 lives last month. Opposition described the accident as avoidable and blamed government negligence. Sanchez defended the government's record, saying they carried out detailed technical checks to make sure everything was built and measured within safe and acceptable limits. He also stressed that the country's railway system is one of the best in the world. Sanchez accused Feijóo of spreading false claims, including warnings from 8 institutions that never occurred, and of scaring citizens for political gain. Next, another week, another storm between the 7th and 8th of February. Storm Marta, which hit both Spain and Portugal, brought substantial rain, strong winds, and snow, causing around 11,000 people to be evacuated, significant damage to infrastructure. This is the 7th major storm in just 40 days. During a visit to storm hit Etuar Tajar in Granada, Andalusia, in southern Spain, Sanchez called for a broad national agreement to address what he described as a new climate reality. He urged political leaders and institutions to unite in both diagnosing the causes and anticipating responses to increasingly destructive weather. Sanchez says the government would activate mechanisms to assess damage and support recovery and reconstruction once the storms subside, particularly for affected farmers and irrigation. On Wednesday the 11th, Catalonia suspended all schools, university, and sporting activities along with non-urgent healthcare services due to what authorities describe as the strongest wind event in 20 years. Regional governments activated its emergency Venkat plan after forecasts predicted extreme winds with gusts exceeding 100 kilometers per hour or 62 miles an hour, particularly overnight and in the morning, affecting much of the region, particularly Barcelona's metropolitan area and Tarragona. Civil Protection rated the danger as the highest level and urged residents to avoid unnecessary travel and outdoor activities, prioritizing remote work. Barcelona closed parks, museums, and its bike-sharing service, and canceled public events. Government policy on Thursday the 5th, Cira Rego, the youth minister, proposed potentially banning the social media platform Twitter across the whole country, intensifying Spain's clash with big tech over digital rights and harms. Rego said the current online space has become undemocratic and dominated by digital strongmen, arguing that Twitter has seen flagrant violations of fundamental rights, such as sexual AI-generated deepfakes that circulated on the platform. Her comments are part of a broader debate on digital regulation, echoing wider concerns in Spain about how social media platforms affect society, particularly regarding hate speech, privacy, and young people's well-being. This coincides with the government's push to regulate online platforms more tightly, including plans to ban access to social media for under-16s to protect minors and hold companies legally accountable for harmful content. On Sunday the 8th, the PP strengthened its hold on the northern region of Aragon, after winning 34% of the vote in regional elections led by acting president Jorge Azcón. Even though the party saw a slight drop in support, it comfortably outperformed President Pedro Sánchez's socialist, whose candidate Pilar Alegría secured 24%. Far-right Vox party emerged with a strong result as well, increasing its share from 11 to 18%. In education on Wednesday the 11th, a major teacher strike in Catalonia disrupted public schools across the region. Tens of thousands of educators and staff protested for better working conditions, more resources, and smaller classes. Strike mainly affected public schools, leaving many classrooms empty while most private schools remain open. Teachers are calling for fewer students per class, more support for students with special educational needs, which they say are increasing. They also demand less bureaucracy and more support staff, arguing that current pressure harms both student learning and teachers' well-being. response, the Department of Education says that it will present proposals on salary updates, lower student-teacher ratios, and administrative reforms. However, officials acknowledge that financial constraints continue to pose a significant challenge. Over to the Valencian community, where Spain's government is reviewing whether the town of Sagunto's Holy Week should keep its national tourist interest status after a complaint about gender discrimination. Dispute centers on the Brotherhood of the Purísima Sangre de Nuestro Señor Jesucristo, a religious association that organizes major Holy Week processions in the Valencian city and still limits memberships and participation to men. Civic group Semana Santa Inclusiva, made up of local residents advocating gender equality, argues that a festival excluding women cannot qualify as nationally representative. Spokesperson Blanca Ribelles says the group wants to join the Brotherhood with equal rights and duties equally through voluntary reform of its statutes. Since 2021, activists have staged annual protests and collected signatures to trigger a march assembly to vote on admitting women. In sports news, Saturday the 7th, Spain won the UEFA Futsal Euro 2026 title with a thrilling 5-3 victory over defending champions Portugal in Ljubljana, Slovenia. The victory has given Spain a record 8th European title and confirmed their return to the top of international futsal. Next, a cheese that could potentially save a community in Galicia's A Ulloa region in the northwest. Residents and artists have created a symbolic cheese project to oppose plans by Portuguese company Altri to build a large pulp and textile fiber plant, which locals fear would damage the local ecosystem. The initiative Os Contros do Leite, or Stories of Milk, bring together cultural mediators, future farmers, art collective, neighbors, and farmers to celebrate the territory's environmental and cultural importance. The project centers on a traveling wooden wheel carrying a cheese made from milk produced by a zebra, a local cow chosen as an emblem of resilience. As the wheel of cheese moves from village to village, residents gather to share their cheese and stories, reinforcing community bonds, raising awareness of what they see as a threatened rural way of life. You want to know more? Link in the show notes. And finally, Valentine's Day is celebrated in Spain on the 14th of February, widely observed with gift flowers, romantic dinners. Some regions have their own days of love. Catalonia, for example, celebrates San Jordi on the 23rd of April with books and roses. Valencia marks San Dionisio on the 9th of October with marzipan. Spanish culture also embraces Singles Day on the 13th of February, celebrating independence and self-love. That's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. Hasta la próxima.